Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the Fairy Plantation House with paranormal director Cody Green. The Fairy Plantation House in Virginia Beach, Virginia, has a very rich history. In fact, the land itself was occupied by Native Americans going back to the 1500s. It's not known how long ago spirits first began to inhabit the house. There have been rumors of activity throughout the 20th century and now into the 21st. For many years, local residents said that even while the house was unoccupied, lights inside the house would turn themselves on, and they still do, according to several volunteers. The house is reportedly haunted by many different spirits, from the ghost of a slave named Henry to Eric, a young boy who died in the home. I'm Carol Hughes, and on this episode of The Grave Talks, we'll talk about the history and the hauntings of the Fairy Plantation House with Cody Green, paranormal director. And tell me about Thomas Williamson, because he was an artist.
Honestly, I've never encountered Thomas. I think he's one that comes and goes.
Oh.
But there was a lot before I got there. A lot of people seen him before I got there. But he was an architect as well. And he was actually the architect of the manor house. And we have a painting in the home that he painted of the manor house. But he was seen, you know, before I started, you know, volunteering there. He would be seen on the second landing painting. But I do know he lived in the house at one point. But so, I've never encountered him personally.
So maybe he pops over to some of those million-dollar homes nearby from time to time.
Maybe.
I don't know. What other spirits do you feel are the strongest spirits in the house?
Bessie.
Now, who is Bessie?
Was Elizabeth McIntosh. She was Charles and Isabel's daughter, the one who died the day after her fifth birthday. She's my favorite. She's my hug. Every time I come into the house, I open the door, I turn off the alarm, and I say, hi, house. And then I get a hug from Bessie around my thighs.
You feel it?
Yes, every time. It's so funny. If you watch the security cameras, I walk in and I say, hi, house. And then I always kind of giggle a little bit.
You've had some really interesting experiences in that house then. So what are some of the things that happen to you maybe on a regular basis like this? Or you mentioned Henry, seeing Henry when you're given a tour. What are some of the things that you've seen kind of commonly, and maybe some that just you saw once and was like, what the heck was that?
I got a couple of those. With Henry, more often you hear him walking down the stairs because of that limp. You can tell he's wearing heavy boots. He's a big guy. So that he has to duck down to go down the stairs because, you know, changes this gait a little bit. But yeah, you can definitely hear that. Or even on the second floor below his room, It's the original 1735 floor from when it was the courthouse. You know, you get those good hardwood footsteps on that. That one's quite often. Another one that's quite often, that the cat.
A cat?
Yes. A cat. Yes.
So what does the cat do?
Annoy me. I am not a fan of cats at all.
Oh, so it does annoy you.
Oh, God, yes. No.
Do you feel it walking around your feet, trying to trip you?
Yeah, I the house was owned by three different Scottish immigrant families, and I'm a Scottish descendant, so I usually wear a kilt while I'm giving tours, and I'll feel that little rub against the leg, you know, that little tail wrap around the leg when a cat walks by you. I feel that quite often during regular history tours. One point, my brother, who is basically our multimedia manager, he's in charge of all the website stuff, social media, and, you know, he takes care of all that stuff. He's a skeptic. One day I'm giving a tour. He's sitting in the room. We're in the dining room. He's sitting behind me. And I jump about 2 feet off the ground. And he said, "There's no way that just happened." And I said, "What do you mean? What did you do?" I was like, "Why did you scratch me?" He's like, "I didn't scratch you." And he was shining a laser pointer on my calf. The cat went after the laser pointer. But yeah, we get the cat, like, we hear the meows and stuff on our recordings from our board meetings. That's quite often. People see the cat all the time. It's a gray cat. When we investigated the house before we started volunteering there, we came back, you know, to do, you know, I was trying to, you know, be TV guy, and we came back and recorded us revealing our evidence to the board. 10.5 minutes into the video of us sitting in the conference room talking to the board about this, you hear thump, round, right next to the microphone. Like a cat jumped off of something and then meowed.
So just like a little exclamation point on our findings, like, see?
Yes. It's like, I wasn't even trying to catch anything, and I did.
So was the board pretty skeptical? Did you have to convince them, yes, this place really is haunted?
I didn't have to convince anything, honestly. There are a couple board members that are still skeptics, but pretty much everybody's had some kind of experience, and Belinda was really into it. She's the one who started doing the ghost tours and stuff like that, and she's the one who started doing Paracon at Ferry, which we are doing it. We are bringing back this year on May 20th. She's always been into it. She's always felt the spirits of the house.
What other spirits? Is there one that I did not mention that we should talk about?
Stella. Actually, I was going to get to this one when you were asking me about other things that have only happened like once, or kind of freaked me out, but Stella was the wife of Charles Barnett, who bought the house in 1890. He came down from New York to harvest oysters out of the Lynn Haven River and send back up there to like the Waldorf Astoria and stuff. She was very much a party girl. She didn't want to be a wife and mother. She wanted to go off and spend her husband's money and go shopping and take these trips to Europe and stuff, and she did. So she was very much a floozy. And she actually died of mushroom poisoning in 1912. What was said was they accidentally got a toadstool in some mushroom soup. We do what we call family nights, where it's just the Ferry family that stays the night and investigates, and kind of, it's really a relaxed investigation, just kind of hanging out and talking and seeing if anything happens while we're there. And then we all go to bed. And of course, on this one night, I was the last one putting equipment away, so beds were already set. And a lot of us have air mattresses and stuff that we keep at the house just because we stay the night there so much. The parlor is where everybody wants to sleep because it's the coldest room in the house. And everybody already set up in the parlor, and there was no room for me. So I set up my air mattress in the library right next to the parlor. And I'm late. It's like 4 a.m. It's just, you're just at that point where all you want to do is sleep. And I'm right there on that edge. The drool is coming. And it's coming hard. And I feel myself, my whole body laying flat, raise up and then lower down.
What?
And I shot up and looked around me like, what was that? Who's messing with me? Knock it off, whatever, you know. And I laid back down and it happened again. And then I heard a giggle. And then it happened again. And somebody in the next room goes, whoever's in there screwing with you thinks it's hilarious. And I'm like, I know, I just want to sleep. You know, you just have that edge where all you can do is cry. You're so tired.
It's four in the morning.
Yes. And you know, the sun's going to be up in an hour and a half. I got to go to sleep. And that's when I realized Stella thought it was hilarious that every time she stepped on my air mattress, it made me raise up.
And how did you know it was Stella?
But no, it was definitely Stella's laugh. She, I think she's proof that you can get drunk in the afterlife.
I guess there's something to look forward to.
Right?
I was reading about a woman, and I don't know that she's absolutely connected to the Fairy Plantation House, but her name was Grace Sherwood. And she was tried as a witch. Was yes. she connected so, to the house? Do you feel a connection with her to the house?
It's a strange connection, but there is a connection, but not during her time. Grace, was raised in Pungo, Virginia. Well, it was called Pungo, Virginia back then. It was all part of Prince of Sand County, but it's now it's an area that's a part of Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach is huge, by the way. You can drive for an hour in one direction and still be in Virginia Beach.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it is massive. So Pungo is about a half hour drive from Fairy Plantation. And that's where she lived out there. She was an herbalist. She was a midwife. And of course, you know, when things start happening that people can't explain, well, who do we blame for this? You know, and that type, you know, rhetoric that was quite common earlier on or during this time, actually, when it all really got started up. And, you know, Grace knew too much. She understood nature. She understood these herbs and, you know, she listened to the town gossip and she was very in tune with a lot of things that a lot of people weren't. Just way ahead of her time. So, of course, there's got to be something nefarious going on. A lot of things happened like that. She was tried for witchcraft in 1706. Her first trial consisted of being stripped down in a room with 12 women who searched for moles and birthmarks, you know, things only witches have. She did not have a witch ball or a witch's bottle on her property, which are two things every good Christian would have to repel evil.
So the witch ball, if I may, that was something that was buried underground on the property to protect.
Actually, no, the witch ball was hung in a window. The witch bottle was buried underneath.
Okay,
the porch.
I've got him backwards.
Yeah.
So then so they go to investigate. And obviously, since she doesn't have these two things, the obvious conclusion is she's a witch.
Exactly. Obviously.
In their minds.
Yes. Very much. So now it is 1706. So we're 14 years past the Salem trials. It is now illegal in America to put someone to death for witchcraft. So they can't put her to death. They don't know what to do with her. They want to get rid of her. Her husband passed away. She had 200 acres of land sitting there that, one, a woman's not supposed to own land. Two, you know, she was a very beautiful woman and their husbands were honestly checking her out. So that was an issue. She was turning away all the suitors, all the eligible bachelors who were trying to get her and her land. And, you know, there was so much that they didn't like about Grace because she was different. And she wore her husband's pants when she was working the fields, which is a big no-no.
She was definitely before her time.
Oh, yes. Very much so. You know, so all the bad things that are happening to people, they're blaming Grace for it. And, you know, then they give her this witch trial where they, you know, check her for birthmarks and all that. And they look for the witch ball and bottle. And so they go to the governor to ask what they can do because they're like, we can't put her to death, but they want to get rid of her. So he tells them to try her by water, which is a witch ducking.
A witch ducking,
they would tie you to a log or a heavy wooden chair. Or tie you, you know, hog tie you kind of, and throw you in the water. And if the pure water of God accepted your body and you drowned, then you were okay and can be buried on church property. So if you died, you're innocent.
Oh my
God. But
gosh.
If you rose to the, say again? Sorry.
I was just shocked. I'm sorry.
Yes. You're yeah.
So either way, what a horrible thing to happen.
Exactly. But so she, yeah, she rises to the surface and floats, and she's evil and must be dealt with or run for office. So she was a farm girl. She was outside a lot. She knew how to swim, which is something most men didn't know how to do at the time. So she untied her. They actually tied her thumbs and wrists to her toes and ankles. She was able to untie herself and came to the surface and swam around the boat and laughed at him.
Good for
so,
her.
So, yeah, you know, they don't know what to do. They're freaking out. So they do. The governor then decides to lock her up without a sentence, without provisions. We're going to forget about Grace Sherwood. 7 years and 7 months later, she's still alive in there because she was still the nurse, and, you know, the healer. So in the middle of the night, people bring her food. And she tells them what herbs they need to collect to ail themselves. So this was happening for 7.5 years until Governor Spotswood comes in and tells her to go home and live her life, live quietly. She ends up having to pay the last 7.5 years of back taxes to get her husband's property back. And she passed away in 1740 at the age of 80.
But oh, our connection. Gosh.
Yeah, that was a very brief version, by the way. But our connection is Belinda. So Belinda obviously loved history. She was the one who was learning about Fairy and like really going through all these Virginia historical documents. Like I said, she was from Canada. She wasn't from here. So she really got into the history of the area. The crazy thing is when she started reading about Fairy, she didn't know it was there until she started reading about it and read where it was and come to find out it was literally 2 minutes from her house. And then so going through all this documentation is when she starts reading the stories about Grace. And she's like, this is crazy. This woman has had her name drugged through the mud for 300 years. And she was just a nurse and a healer. She didn't do anything wrong. This isn't justice. You can't try someone by water. So Belinda got her ire up. And she got a cause and she went for it. And she worked for 20 years calling and sending letters to governors and anybody who she thought would listen for 20 years until Governor Tim Kaine said he would exonerate her.
That gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Actually, it's a pretty crazy story. But so he exonerated her in 2000. Actually, the way it worked, because Tim Kaine was the governor who said yes, they were able to plan it out perfectly, which was crazy. So she was exonerated on July 10th, 2006 at 10 a.m., 300 years to the day, hour, and minute of her conviction.
That's amazing. Do you feel her presence is in that area?
There's always been rumors about it. I have felt her at the house once. It was kind of a crazy night, and a lot of things were happening that night. There was a lot of guests at the house, let me put it that way.
And by
not
guess,
living.
Yes, yes.
It was kind of like they were having a party. But actually both Grace and Belinda were there that night. That was pretty amazing.
So you've even picked up on Belinda.
Yes. We smell her perfume. She put so much blood, sweat, and tears in that house. I'm surprised she's not always there, honestly.
That is a great story. I mean, it's tragic.
It's really,
it's
really
tragic.
Cool feeling. I mean, it's, you know, Jerry Richter, our secretary of the board, who was Belinda's best friend. She's still on our board, still with us to this day, you know, at the house all the time, helping clean. And I mean, doing everything she can possibly do. We've kept things going, and Jerry very much keeps it going in Belinda's memory.
I think that's beautiful because she works so hard. And the fact that she cared about a woman she never met that was so far, hundreds of years before her time, and
yes,
cared enough to get her name exonerated.
Yes. Yeah. I know there's a group of high schoolers here. I did an interview a while back for, I want to say it was like a, some kind of class that had to do with radio and things
like
that.
Like a communications class.
But it was a high school class. Okay. But they had to do a podcast interview with somebody, pick a historical topic locally and do a podcast interview with somebody. Young lady called me asking me about doing one about Grace. So I said, sure. And I did it. And then afterwards, she's like, now we have a road here. Actually, it's a block away from Ferry called Witch Duck Road. People don't realize what it means until they come and hear our story. And then they realize that what a witch ducking was.
When I read that term, I had no idea what that was, a ducking.
Here's where the joke of that comes in. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. They were trying to try the woman as a witch, so they weighed her against a duck. That's where that comes from. So they took the term ducking literally.
I've forgotten about that.
I actually tell a joke about that while I'm telling the story during tours. You know, I tell them that's what a ducking is. They weigh her against a duck because if a duck floats and wood floats and a witch is made of wood, so she's a witch. She weighs as much as a duck. And then I tell them, that's Monty Python. I'm lying to you. And then tell them what a real ducking is. Yeah.
And then the kids go, who's Monty Python?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys do historical tours during the day. But what's cool is you also do ghost tours. And you can even rent the house out for a night.
Yes, you can. You can't rent it out for paranormal investigations, usually, is what people do. Sometimes I've had an 11-year-old birthday party stay overnight. We've had actually a lot over the years, especially when Belinda was around. We'd have Girl Scouts stay the night. They would actually get a colonial badge for it.
Bravery badge.
Well, with the Girl Scouts stay there, it has nothing to do with paranormal.
Right.
History.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's so funny how different people react to things. And my son decided for his birthday, he wanted to do an investigation at Ferry and brought a bunch of his friends. And a couple of them wouldn't show up. Two of them heard something and left the house. My kid's like, I've been staying the night here for years. It's pretty funny how, I mean, it's like, and it was the stuff they heard was living people in the house. And it wasn't anything paranormal. So it was kind of funny.
It's like, there's other people here. They're going to make some noise.
Yeah, you could do an investigation during the day if you wanted, but I mean, there's reasons we investigate at night. It has nothing to do with the ghost being more active, which is hilarious to me that people think that, but it's really to eliminate contamination from the outside world, like the outside noise, outside light, things like that. And with certain cameras, it's easier to see in different light spectrums. It's easier to see paranormal. So that's why we investigate at night. It has nothing to do with the ghost being more active.
And I did see on your website, because you are run by volunteers, that you prefer people, or you really need people to get their tickets in advance, sign up in advance, as opposed to just show up that day and hope there's room on a tour.
Yeah, because that kind of started, honestly, that started towards the tail end of COVID when we decided to open back up. We started doing the online reservations that way, so we weren't just having lines of people outside. You know, keep everybody distanced and everything. So, plus a couple of my volunteers are elderly. And so we wanted to, you know, keep things spaced out, keep tours to a certain size and things like that. So that's when that started. And it just seemed like, I know a lot of businesses fell into this where things you did during COVID worked better than the things you were doing before COVID. So
when I read about this place, I was really fascinated by it, and this has been such a great conversation.
I agree. Thank you.
So I appreciate your time.
It's fun.
I appreciate your time, because I know have a lot of things to do, but this was great. So thanks for sharing with us today.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I love it.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Ferry Plantation House with paranormal director Cody Green. For more information about the house, as well as getting your tickets for a tour or information about a ghost tour, or even renting the house out, go to their website at Ferry, that's F-E-R-R-Y, ferryplantation.org. And if you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts and you can try it for 3 days free. You can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks, find everything there, also ad-free. And for all of us here at The Grave Talks, I'm Carol Hughes, and thank you for listening.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com.
Loans subject to approval and available locations.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.